first time I had this pitched to me, I'm like, nah, that's not me. I didn't do that. I don't sit thinking about alcohol all the time. But that's not what they mean at all. It means that my mind over any given period of time will block out all of the reasons why I'm not supposed to drink for the insane idea that it will be different this time. And that doesn't have to make a whole lot of sense, bear in mind. This isn't going under heavy cross-examination. It only has to make sense for a little while. In college, one of my attempts to try and quit drinking was to always tell everyone that I was quitting. I thought, the more people I tell, the better my odds are of never drinking again. No. The more stupid I'm going to look to a whole large group of people when I eventually, inevitably, fall off the wagon. But so we were heading out of town on this party, and I'm sitting in the back seat of this car with this cooler of beer between me and another person. And as soon as we got out of the city limits, I cracked that cooler and I grabbed a beer. Snap, popped it, you know. And my friend, you know, trying to be a nice guy, is like, hey, man, I thought you quit drinking. Yeah, when I'm at home, not road trips. And, right? Made perfect sense to me. Made sense to the people I drank with, too. Oh, yeah, of course, that would be insane. My mind leads me back. My mind leads me back and tells me that it will be different this time. Tells me that somehow, some way, I'm going to control and enjoy my drinking now. It will not get me this time. And a sober mind allows that alcohol to pass through my lips, and a body that has a physical sensitivity to alcohol takes over and starts to crave more. Deadly illness. Deadly illness. And I haven't even gotten to the third part yet. The third part is that I have a spiritual malady. This hole in my soul, this missing piece, this fear of, I know something's not right about me, and I know something's not there, and I don't know what it is. I now know what that is, by the way. I really do. I am disconnected from something that I cannot be disconnected from. If there was a lamp standing next to me and it is not plugged into the wall, no matter how much tinkering I do and turning the light bulb and shaking it and whatever, it's not going to work. It doesn't have any power. It's not going to work. I don't have any power. That's what's wrong with me. And as long as I continue to live in this state of lack of power being my dilemma, I will always come back to my natural state sober, which is increasing feelings of restlessness, irritability, and discontentment. All my life, that's where I end up back. And I, by the way, will tell you something as a bit of a spoiler alert for maybe perhaps later in the talk. This idea of, am I enough? What if I'm not enough? And God Almighty, I got to tell you, this has plagued me well into my sobriety. You know, it plagues me in all facets of my life. I've had trouble dating because it's hard for me to conceive that anyone would really want to be with me. I've had trouble at work because I'm always feeling like the hammer's about to drop. I've had trouble in AA. I've had trouble speaking. I've been on the phone with my sponsor and said things like, I shouldn't be out speaking. Well, you have a gift, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. The gift schmiff, that's not it. There's so many better AA members than me out there. There's so many people who are living so much, and that's what goes on in my head, right? And all of this is fueled by this idea that I'm not enough. I'm not enough, and someday the house of cards is going to fall down. Someday I'm going to say some ridiculous thing from a podium or some stupid thing at work, and it's just all going to come down. And I've been running from this idea, looking for a solution, and I found the answer to that fear is not, there's no external anything. There's no new job, there's no wedding vow, there's no woman, there's no amount of money. There's no anything. You know what the solution is to it? Accepting it. Because I'll tell you something I found out about myself, and it took me a long time. I'm not enough. I was made not enough. I was made not enough so that I need you. So that I will seek out a God that is bigger than me. If I was enough, why would I be doing any of this? I'd just be prancing around. Hey, everybody, this is what enough looks like. I can eat bananas just fine. And I don't know what the hell that meant. I'm not enough, though. I'm never going to be. Good Lord, I'll tell you right now, once you can accept that about yourself, life starts to get a whole lot easier. Jesus, I embrace it now. People ask me stuff all the time. No idea. Have no idea. Not enough. I'll pray. Do it at work. Jeez, this guy's humble. Promote him. You wouldn't believe how lazy and apathetic I am, too. Too far, Jeff. Too far. Anyway,